Building and Strata lawyer Christopher Kerrin says that he's not convinced this commissioner will meaningfully assist or educate unit owners. He's the principal lawyer at Kerrin Benson Lawyers and joins us now. Chris, good morning.
G'day. How are you going?
Very well. Look, the biggest problem I see here is the exorbitant cost of the high rate of strata fees in the ACT as opposed to the operation of strata as opposed to other jurisdictions around Australia. And you pointed out that it's more about people not knowing what a strata committee actually does or is supposed to do.
Yeah, look, the difficulty is people get the levy notice and they don't realise it's for insurance and utilities and other things, and they just think it's all management fees. So one of the big problems here, I think, is the education of owners as to what they're getting themselves into. It's a big difference between going from a quarter acre block to, you know, a 300 unit development that's worth more than $100 million and has, you know, quite sophisticated building facilities, lifts, fire and life safety equipment, all that sort of thing. And so, you know, when you're dealing with $150 million, $200 million asset, it's just a very different sort of beast to, you know, just a single dwelling on a quarter acre block. So people need to understand the nature of what they're getting themselves into when they're buying into strata. And the problem is, I think there's a gap there.
And is that what you believe is driving the government here, that that gap in understanding? Because, I mean, I look at the real estate market on a regular basis, and the one thing that stands out to me is that the strata levies on a similar block in New South Wales or Queensland or Victoria are considerably lower than they are here. There's got to be a reason for that, and that, I imagine, is what government should be getting to the bottom of, rather than whether or not strata managers are doing their job properly.
Well, I'm not a strata manager, but my understanding of the fees in the ACT is that they're lower than in New South Wales. Strata managers in the ACT are actually paid much lower than in Sydney, for example. Mm. Sydney strata management fees, Sydney strata management wages are significantly higher. Many Sydney strata managers would be earning large six-figure sums. That came out in the Four Corners inquiry.
Yeah.
But in the ACT, the wages for ACT strata managers are nothing like that.
Which points to a bigger problem then, because it says if the strata manager is being paid less, then whatever else is making up the strata levies are the problem.
Yeah, look, I mean, I can't give you an encyclopedic sort of overview of all the component parts of every levy notice issued in the ACT, but
sure.
But look, it will vary from management company to management company. It will vary depending on what's going on in the scheme. Many schemes have building defect issues or combustible cladding, and so those buildings will be facing higher levies just to pay for the repairs, and repair costs. Building defects are a common thing, particularly in buildings built in the last 20 years. I think you'll find large buildings are located in and around the town, the centre of the town centres.
Yep.
And then you'll find that those buildings will typically be more likely to have building defects because they're more complicated buildings to build. You know, you're relying on membranes, things like that, whereas, you know, a B-class townhouse development somewhere, you know, in the middle of nowhere, you know, you've got a common property that's the road that links all the townhouses. There's not much to maintain there. So yeah. It's a much simpler, flatter kind of fee structure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the scope is for this commissioner. That the devil's going to be in the detail for sure. Chris, great to talk to you this morning.
No problem.
Christopher Kerrin is the principal lawyer at Kerrin Benson Lawyers.